Now, BBC Radio Cambridge has seen a report suggesting the cost of upgrading the Ely North rail junction could be as much as half a billion quid. The original estimate in 2013 was just 25 million. On the line, Peter Wakefield from the local branch of the Rail Future Group. Peter, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Just before we get into this, just remind me of why this junction's so important then, Peter. Can you just give us a picture of that?
Yes, it's a very important junction in the railway and transport network as a whole of East Anglia. Five railway lines meet there going in all different directions. And so over the years, I think everybody would have changed trains at Ely or gone through Ely. And now as rail has become really, really intensively used, both by freight trains and passenger trains, the junctions are now at capacity. The lines leading to them have got capacity, but of course where you get five routes joining, it gets a bit congested, and so we can no longer get any more trains, or Network Rail won't timetable any more trains through those junctions. It's incredibly busy.
Yes. It's a bottleneck in that sense. Are you surprised to hear the cost has spiralled so much from 25 million to half a billion now?
It's always any millions or billions is a surprise, but no. I think as Network Rail have dug deep down into this, they realised that 25 million wasn't going to buy them much in the sense that they could improve the junctions at Queen Adelaide, but that wouldn't have enabled any more trains to go through. You've got to remember that as the network is now full, people are now crying out for more services. So, for example, if we want to double the service to Norwich, to King's Lynn, to Peterborough. We want the light train from Wisbech to start running again through to Cambridge. And, of course, out of Felixstowe, there are, about 40 trains a day in and out, 80 trains in and out of that port. Most of them go via London, but that route is now full. So 20 of them go through Ely currently. But that number, Felixstowe Port wants to increase to something like 50 a day. So you can see the dilemma. There's a huge demand for rail that just can't be met unless we improve the junction, build the bridges leading into Ely Station, because they're very old and they do need replacing, and doubling the line up. I assume the cost includes doubling the line up to Soham as well.
Peter, can I ask you, how does this compare to other similar projects in cost? Why is it so expensive?
Well, all modern infrastructure, I think it's difficult to put things in context, because as we get old, it's always a bit of a shock, as inflation goes on. But let me just say that on your website, I was looking at a few moments ago, the Black Cat roundabout at St Neots, which we all know and love over the years, is being upgraded together with, I think, 6 miles of road leading into it, and that's £1.5 billion, we've got to put these things into context. I think modern engineering is infrastructure is done properly nowadays, and Network Rail will certainly do it properly. It isn't so, it's all done scientifically, and the way earth structures move and don't move and the rest of it. I think we're in a different ballpark nowadays. People don't just sort of pile earth on the ground like they did in Victorian days and hope for the best.
And finally, Peter, do you fear this increase in cost could lead to the scheme being cancelled? Are you confident it will still go ahead?
Well, there's always that danger. But, of course, we've got to look at it as an investment in our region. It's absolutely vital, as I've explained. We want to have all these extra passenger trains bringing thousands of people to work into the burgeoning economy of Cambridge. We've got to do it. If we want to keep all these lorries off the A14 and on rail in the future, we've got to do it. This is a part of a national piece of infrastructure, very important locally, but also very important nationally. And, we've really got to invest in infrastructure in this country properly.
Peter, thank you very much. That was Peter Wakefield from Rail Future East Anglia. Used to the drive-through. It's coming up to 5:15.
Across Cambridge.